Evans.
And tell them release, 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 release. Let's open up the heavenly things on tonight. Now make a joyful noise for him releasing new things in your life. Come on, put those hands together. Let's go. Put your hands together. We'll be right back. done come, life been done, yes. Open up the heavens, the king's decree, we now agree, yes. Open up the heavens, we now receive your word that gives us our identity. We activate your power that gives us authority. So we take the key, we unlock the door, release your glory. Made in your image, we're your sons and your daughters, releasing your glory.
you change me, 'cause I need you. I don't wanna move. I will stay here until you change me, 'cause I need you. I will stay here till you change me. Anybody need him in this room? Don't wanna move. I will stay here until you change me. I need you. That's why I cry. Come like a rushing wind, say.
Come like a rushing wind.
Happen.
Like
we want to see something happen
like
in our generation.
Like
don't
want.
I will stay here until you change me, 'cause I need you. Don't want to. I will stay here until you change me. I need you. Keep saying, I don't. Stay here until you
change me.
I need you. Don't
wanna
move.
It's 6:17 here on WMFO in Medford on this Pentecost Sunday, May the 15th, 2016. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor, teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, and we're bringing you our annual Pentecost Sunday multicast here on Sounds of Praise. It's the year entitled, It's the Time of the Comforter. And on this last set, we heard Michael W. Smith with Heaven Come Down. The Vertical Church Band with Open Up the Heavens. Apostle H. Daniel Wilson and Shekinah Glory with another song entitled Open Up the Heavens. William McDowell and Trinity Anderson were next with Spirit Break Out. And we concluded the set with William McDowell and Come Like a Rushing Wind. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. After the resurrection of Jesus, he told them to go into the upper room and wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit. And there they were, sitting in the upper room, when the Bible says in the book of Acts, they heard a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. And the Spirit of God came into the room where they were and sat upon each and every one of them like cloven tongues of fire. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and couldn't stay where they were. Went out into the streets, speaking in languages which they had never learned before, by which it was given them by the Holy Spirit, signifying the fact that God wanted them to take his message into the entire world so that every nation, every language, every tongue, every tribe might hear of the goodness of the salvation gift of Almighty God. And nothing has happened to revoke that charge from our Savior. We have his great commission, and we're to take his word into every part of the world so that all men and women and boys and girls might have an opportunity to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Zenzo Matoga and Jubilee Worship, a local group here on Sounds of Praise, and this is Come, Holy Spirit.
I don't know what you need from the Lord, but I know that his Holy Spirit is here. That his anointing is here, that his power is here. So we're asking for the Holy Spirit to fall like rain. We're asking for the anointing of God to be released in your life, right here, right now. Right here, right now.
Come.
Holy Spirit, come.
Come, Holy Spirit, let
shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Holy Spirit, you are well.
Lift up your heads and begin to tell God everything that you need.
When they prepare a place for the Lord to dwell, what happens from there, who can tell? As they worship Him and the glory comes down. Worship Him. You. Let your glory come down. Come on and worship Him with all your heart.
Worship Him.
He is the awesome God.
Worship Him.
Worship Him in spirit.
William Murphy, can you help us sing this song?
Thank you, James, for letting me be a part of this. Listen, Exodus 33, Moses says, Father, if your presence doesn't go with us, we can't go up from here. Are you ready for your next level?
Oh, yeah.
If you are, say, I need your glory. I want your glory. Here it is. Less of me and more of you. What I need.
Come on, say, show me your glory.
Show me your glory. I'm ready for my next level.
Me too.
Show me your power. Less of me.
More
of you. What I need. Fire, will you help me sing?
I need your glory.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
That's my desire now. I crave you.
Less of me.
More
of
you.
It's what I need.
is my prayer.
Show me your glory.
Hallelujah.
Father, can you show me your power?
I can't go any further. Less of me.
Less of me.
Oh, what I need, God.
What I need.
But Pastor Murphy, this is what happens to us. Sing this right here.
So many times I tried my way.
Oh, yeah.
All of the pain didn't go away. I realized that only you,
God.
Give me this love that is so true.
So many
times I tried
it my way.
All the pain.
I'm still hurting, but
I realize
now only you.
Unconditional love that's so perfect. So we see.
I need your glory.
That's what I need. I want it.
I want your glory.
I want it now. I'm at a place where I desire
less of me and more.
I will do anything with your voice raised. fire speak for you. Don't let fire speak for you. Don't let William Murphy speak for you. Don't let James speak for you. Open your own mouth and tell God.
Whatever you want me to do, God.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. It is 53 degrees outside our studio right now. Today it will turn noticeably cooler with gusty winds in the wake of a cold front, with a blend of clouds and sunshine remaining breezy overnight. High today, 59 to 64 degrees. A low tonight, 42 to 47 degrees. And on Monday, it will remain cool. Winds will gust past 40 miles per hour as sunshine mixes with a few clouds. Winds will gradually diminish with clear skies overnight. A high on Monday, 58 to 63 degrees. A low Monday night, 46 to 51 degrees. And on Tuesday, a more comfortable dry day is expected with morning sunshine followed by afternoon clouds ahead of steady rain arriving late at night. A high on Tuesday, 63 to 68 degrees. A low Tuesday night, 48 to 53 degrees. And on Wednesday, rain will come and end in the morning. Low clouds will keep conditions on the cooler side of normal. Skies will remain cloudy overnight with a high on Wednesday, 58 to 63 degrees. A low Wednesday night, 48 to 53 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. It seems to me like we're having April weather here almost in the middle of May. So what can you do? You just praise the Lord and keep moving on. 6:49, the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown. On this, the Pentecost Sunday, May 15, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And on this last set, we heard Zenzo Matoga and Jubilee Worship, a local group with Come Holy Spirit. Brianna Babineau followed with Holy Spirit, which is smaller than the singers, with his big hit of several years ago entitled Holy Spirit. Karen Dalton Ricketts, another local artist, with Till the Glory Comes Down. And we conclude the set with James Fortune, Bishop William Murphy III, and Fire with I Need Your Glory. The presence of the Lord in our lives is a glorious thing, and there's a glory that God has that he shares with us through his Holy Spirit, through his word, through his many benefits and blessings that he pours out to us. But we need to be aware of what God is doing, you know, in our behalf. I'm working on a series right now entitled We Need to Keep Our Focus. And the thing that God wants to focus on is not the tests and the trials and the pains and the hardships and the lack of money and the lack of friends or whatever may be going wrong in our lives. If you want to focus on that, you'll get more of what you're focusing on. But if you focus on God and his salvation, his love, his benefits, his blessings, his strength, and as we're talking about today on the program, his Holy Spirit, which is who is in the world, and if you're a believer, who is in you to strengthen you to, here we go, I'm going to give a little commercial for my book. The title of my first book is entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. Now, I can anticipate the worst. I can anticipate problems. I can anticipate sorrow. I can anticipate trouble. And those things can come without my anticipating them. But if I anticipate those things are going to happen, they probably will. Because I'm not living in an atmosphere that God has given to me through his salvation that says I need to anticipate good things. In the book of Isaiah, which is one of the feature scriptures in my book, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now, I can't get into all of that, because then you won't buy the book. But what God is saying is that he provides us with an inner joy just from our own salvation that he's given to us. And while we're moving on in the world with all kinds of, you know, terrible things going on, and I could spend the entire rest of the program talking about all the terrible things that are going on in the world, all the tornadoes and people getting killed and stabbed and robbed and beaten and all these things going on in the world. If I can focus on that, then, you know, that's going to just, you know, make my day miserable. But if I focus on God, who has allowed me to see this day, and he said he's made this day that we might rejoice in him and be glad. Now, I can either take what's going on in the world as my focus, or I can take what God has given to me as my focus, and that will improve. Because you see, you can go through tests and trials. You can go through the loss of a loved one with the joy of the Lord on the inside. And that will strengthen you, because the Bible says in the book of Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, you can choose the weakness that's in the world with all the wild and crazy things going on out there, or you can choose the joy and the strength of the Lord. But for me, in my house, we're going to choose the joy of the Lord. Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar, Lord, let your spirit fall on me and then allow me to go with the gospel so others can be blessed as well. It all depends on your focus.
Well, you know, Jesus said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. This is all that God is saying to you. Let me come in and abide in you.
Lord, let your spirit.
anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year unto the Lord. All he's saying to you right now, he wants to fall on you.
Go, go, go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go, go, go. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. Love me, feed my